Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're going to talk about building business resilience starts with the fundamentals. So during the 1980s, top executives were judged on their ability to restructure, declutter, and delayer their corporations. And this often translated into overly flat and overly lean organizations where remaining staff worked longer and harder with less. While the approach benefited the bottom line, it didn't increase organizational efficiency, effectiveness, or productivity. And now leaders are examining how to improve business operations, but often overlook the fundamentals. They cling to the flawed mindset that technology, more meetings, and more documentation will fix it. And instead, we need to get back to the basics. In 2001, the Toyota Way was invented, which outlined a set of principles defining the organizational culture at the auto manufacturer. Standards for consistent improvement, engaging in step-by-step approaches to challenges, searching for the root cause of problems, and engaging in ongoing innovation was at its core. Primarily utilized in manufacturing to reduce errors and streamline processes, the concept was applied as a production optimization technique. While it's in essence, it's about changing behaviors, specifically the respect for individuals and incorporating ways of building appreciation and cooperation. When fully embraced, it helps clarify and ensure that each task meets the needs of both internal and external customers. It means that less time is spent on rework and other non-value-added activities. It means finding smart ways to ensure quality, consistency, and efficiency is built into your processes by applying intelligent automation and/or streamlining workflows. In short, embedding a culture of continuous improvement, or Kaizen, Kai meaning change, and Zen meaning for the better. We all know the right process will produce the right results. Yet when it comes to diving in, deeply understanding how the organization process operates, many leaders avoid this altogether or simply assume they already know how things work. But the devil is in the details, actually the details behind the details. Solving root problems drives organizational learning. And if you're not continually finding ways to do simpler, smarter, easier things more efficiently, you're not learning. Take, for example, consider a department that primarily processes paperwork. They have thousands of documents and they need to manage those and ensure accuracy and timeliness of processing. However, they have old technology, use a lot of manual workarounds, have layers of bureaucracy, which grinds the process through a series of stop-start gates. As the organization grows, the department can't scale without more bodies. In addition, those bodies take significantly longer to process documents as they require much more ramp-up time than veteran employees. This has a trickle-down effect. More new employees means the average processing time increases. Increased processing time likely impacts the productivity of other areas of the organization who receive the processed documents to do their job. In addition, the increased time impacts the customer satisfaction as their timeline expands as well. Increased staff increases organizational costs. Frustration with old technologies and manual workarounds increases employee attrition and places the power of the department in the hands of a handful of tenured employees. The lack of transparency to the issues emboldens their resistance to change, as their influence and authority would be undermined if things were fixed. Long story short, organizational inefficiencies kill profits, kill customer satisfaction, kill competitiveness, and kill employee retention. As a leader, ask yourself the last time you, one, learned a department process from beginning to end in complete detail, as well as walk through it yourself. Two, inquired about areas of inefficiency and didn't shy away from finding a solution, even if the issue was difficult and complex. Three, encouraged your team to bring up problems and openly discuss issues without any negative connotations or blacklisting people. Four, identified ways to address problems in increments rather than in an all or nothing approach. Five, learned about the extent of the problem's impact outside of the department it manifests. And six, talked to customers or educated yourself about another department's challenges. Issues with business fundamentals aren't exciting or sexy, but they are essential to making it a success and can be the key to long-term success and growth. So what are three things you can do today to fix your fundamentals? Start by basing your business decisions and mindset on a long-term philosophy, even at the expense of short-term goals. Second, go see for yourself to thoroughly understand a situation or troublesome process, also known as Genshi Gintsubu. Lastly, ensure your managers and employees are doing the same, experiencing operations firsthand in order to see how they can be improved. This has been Andrea Olson with the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening and look forward to having you back next time.